I'm paid to make tough decisions, and you know, we're looking at the future, we're planning accordingly, and you know, Daniel's not been in the team, and given the one or two things we're looking at, then it that allowed us to accept the request from the manager at Bury to send Daniel over there on loan.
So how has this come about then? Is it just that Bury made an approach and you've decided to accept it? Have you been circulating his name? When did this all come about?
Well, in reality, in the last week or two, we've had a number of inquiries about a number of our players, and we're looking at all the balance role within the squad, and you know, lots of discussions going on with myself and the chairman, and planning not only for the next week, 10 days, but you know, for the January window and what we want to go doing forward. And it's no hidden secret that if you're going to build a squad and you're going to put a team in place capable of further progress, then we need to add more quality to your squad. And we've identified some players that have been absolutely fantastic, and Daniel's one of them. But we're ready to perhaps hope to the next level.
As soon as this news broke, we had a load of messages from fans saying there's been a fallout. There must have been a fallout between Steve Evans and Daniel Nardiello. Has there been a fallout between the two of you?
I've never had a bad word with Daniel Nardiello in my life, other than, you know, when I've not been happy with his performance or his training or whatever, which was in the main last season. You know, Daniel's come in, his life has changed a little bit recently, that people will be aware of some of it, but not all of it. He's got a young baby, and, you know, that opportunity at Bury perhaps gives him an opportunity to get more length of contract beyond the summer, and that has a consideration for him. And he gets an opportunity at his stage, where he's not young anymore in football terms, to go and play on a very regular basis. But, you know, as I started by answering your question, we've not had any bad words. I've done nothing but praise the kid when it's been right to do so. And he goes with all our best wishes. And that's where I addressed the squad this morning and told them that Daniel had moved on. Then I made it absolutely clear that Daniel had been magnificent in helping us take us where we need to be.
Is his time as a Rotherham player over then, Steve? Is this with a view to, you know, he may well move on somewhere else, whether it's Bury or anywhere else in January? Is he done as a Rotherham player?
The best way and most professional way of answering that is to say I would be surprised if he comes back and plays at Rotherham United. You know, he's got agreements in place with Bury Football Club that I'm privy to, but that will remain private with Daniel. But, you know, we've allowed him to move on, and I've presented some options and different things to the chairman. And, you know, we asked the supporters when we, you know, last season and the different times in the summer to trust us. Just let's wait and see what develops out of, you know, Daniel moving on. There will be developments, and they'll be positive. And I only want what the Miller support want is to win football matches, and it's my job to make sure I put the best squad in place to make that happen.
So are we going to see a replacement brought in, do you think, very shortly?
Well, you won't see it today, because I'm a manager that's told you before, a player won't turn up in our dressing room like happened in previous times here. Won't turn up at 1:30 and suddenly be wearing a Miller shirt at 3:00. We have a requirement, but it's fair to say that there's lengthy discussions going between Paul Douglas and football clubs and player representatives and players as we head down to Stevenage. But we'll go down there. It's not about one day. It's not about tomorrow. And Daniel would have started tomorrow anyway. So it's not about tomorrow. It's about, you know, us making sure that we had some quality to take us where we need to be. And if we're going to bring some players in, it's no longer a requirement of this football club where players come in and merely add to what we've got. We had to, in our professional opinion, add something more than what we've got. And that's what we're working on as we speak.
Was it a very sort of mutual agreement when you spoke to Daniel for the first time about the interest from Bury? I think you touched on earlier, you know, he's based in Manchester, isn't he? He has got a young family. Is this a move that works for him? Is he, you know, happy to go to Bury? It is a club at the other end of a different division, isn't it?
Well, Daniel, of course, had a very successful loan period at Bury back in 2009. He knows the people there, the Neville family, for example, very, very well. He knows Ronnie, of course, as well. So that's obviously helped. But let me tell you that Daniel Nardiello can drive to the training facilities at Bury into Gig Lane quicker than I can walk across the training ground, which some days is not very quick, but he can do it. So it, certainly from his point of view, it seemed like a good move for him. You know, and at the end of the day, what does he want to do? He wants to play football, and he wants to play it on a regular basis. We've got an ambition to challenge to be in the playoff group for the championship, and reality is, for to do that, we need to add some quality to our squad, and thankfully I've got a chairman who's going to help us do that.
Would you consider this a brave move? I mean, he is a fan favourite. The reaction's been a little bit mixed. You know, some supporters have acted a bit surprised. Is it a brave move that you've made today in letting Daniel Nardiello leave the club?
I wouldn't use the word brave. I think it was a tough decision. It's not an easy decision. You don't wake up one day and think, I'll move Daniel Nardiello on, who got 18, 19 goals for his last season. A tough decision, but I'm paid by the chairman to make tough decisions. And all my message to the supporters will always be the case is that if I know how much your supporters want to win matches, but I think they know how it affects me when we don't win matches. So I'm paid to make sure that we put the best players we possibly can on the surface and make sure we win points and win cup ties, etc. And you know, if I say now, you know, just trust us in this, like they've trusted with the others. But in respect to fans' favourites, the most difficult decision I've ever had to make as Nando's manager was letting Andy Warrington go. That is a real brave decision. That's where I would use bravery. So this has been tough, but not brave.